Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for January 15th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we'll give you a rundown of what's included in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll discuss key points from the hits and takes section, share anecdotes from the first read section, spotlight the top three stories from the last JLN and JLN options editions, and dive into the initial three stories from today's JLN's lead section. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is celebrated on the third Monday of January each year and commemorates the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the most prominent figures in the American Civil Rights Movement. The holiday was established in 1983 when President Reagan signed it into law, and was first observed on January 20th, 1986, marking Dr. King's birthday. It serves as a tribute to his tireless efforts advocating for racial equality, justice, and civil rights through nonviolent means. Dr. King's famous "I Have a Dream" speech, delivered during the 1963 March on Washington, remains a symbol of his vision for a more inclusive and harmonious America. Martin Luther King Jr. Day not only honors his contributions, but also encourages individuals to engage in acts of service, reflecting his message of unity and social progress. As today is a U.S. holiday, it is a given day for JLN staff, meaning they help produce JLN, but then are given the rest of the day off. There will be no JLN options published today. The Financial Times published a special report on Responsible Business Education Awards, which highlights the growing demand for sustainability and responsible education within business schools. The awards, now in their third year, commend institutions, researchers, and educators who are reshaping business education to focus on societal and environmental responsibilities. Students are increasingly seeing sustainability-focused education, and past award recipients have leveraged their recognition to advance their initiatives. The report also spotlights schools with strong commitments to environmental, social, and governance, ESG, considerations, and innovative teaching methods that incorporate technologies like VR and AI for sustainability education. Additionally, it acknowledges academic research addressing vital societal and environmental issues. The report's examination of the lack of standardization in ESG ratings methodology underscores the need for consistency in evaluating corporate sustainability practices. JLN reported on the lack of ESG rating standardizations in our podcast with Daniel Cash. In exchange news, the Tokyo Stock Exchange, TSE, is set to publish a list of companies that have voluntarily devised business plans to enhance capital efficiency as part of the exchange's corporate governance initiative, aiming to pressure firms into change. This effort has contributed to Japan's stock market's strong performance in recent times, with the Nikkei 225 stock average rising 28% last year. In 2024, Japan's stock market plans to introduce measures to attract more retail investors and global funds, including expanding the tax-exempt retirement savings account program known as Nippon Individual Savings Account, NISA. Additionally, the Tokyo Stock Exchange has regained the top position in Asia in terms of total market capitalization. Overseas investors are returning to the Japanese stock market, boosting blue chip purchases. In the UK, police arrested six individuals believed to be plotting against the London Stock Exchange and the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC, commented on the SEC's ruling regarding expanded U.S. Treasury clearing. Finally, the National Stock Exchange of India, NSE, has launched a new investor portal to help investors make informed decisions by providing comprehensive information about listed companies. In the cryptoverse, Coinbase's Brian Armstrong emerged as a prominent figure amid rivals like FTX and Binance is facing legal issues and crackdowns. Tether, a major crypto platform, was flagged for its role in scams and money laundering in Southeast Asia by the UN. CBOE Digital achieved a milestone by launching margin Bitcoin and Ether futures. Genesis Global Trading paid an $8 million penalty and exited New York as part of the settlement. JP Morgan expects significant capital inflow into new spot Bitcoin ETFs. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink expressed support for an Ethereum ETF. Meanwhile, Hong Kong was urged to authorize spot cryptocurrency ETFs. White supremacist groups were found to use crypto for funding, and investment funds gained traction but pose technology risks, according to Moody's. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: VIX trader drops $17 million bet that eerie stock market calm won't last, from Bloomberg. Options growth in early days as ETF issuers shift strategies, Cboe, from Futures and Options World. Looking China options trades mask lack of conviction, from Bloomberg. Here's a video interview I did last week. 98th Stack annual midwinter meeting gets ready to kick off at Chicago Hilton. The 98th annual midwinter meeting of the Security Traders Association of Chicago, Stack, opens at the Chicago Hilton on South Michigan Avenue on Wednesday, and John Lothian News interviewed Stack President Dan Romanelli at a curtain raiser for the conference. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a episode of Options Discovery. Options Discovery, episode 29, Understanding the Foundations to Become a Successful Options Trader. Mark Esposito, options mentor at McMillan Analysis Corp, discusses this and more with JLN's Esma Awas. In this episode of Options Discovery, Esma Awas discusses the different principles that traders should understand about options. This episode includes a breakdown of calls and puts, choosing the underlying asset and volatility, and the Greeks. Esma then sits down with Mark Esposito, an options mentor at McMillan Analysis Corp, who shares more insights on the foundations of options trading. You can check out the options mentoring program with a link in today's newsletter. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline: How AI replaced the metaverse as Zuckerberg's top priority. Meta's founder has become deeply engaged in his company's AI efforts ahead of its 20th anniversary, but his close attention hasn't always proved to be a recipe for success. In the summer of 2021, during a private moment at the Allen & Company conference in the Idaho mountains, Google Chief Executive Officer Sundar Pichai complimented Mark Zuckerberg on a technological breakthrough by Facebook's artificial intelligence team. Pichai's comment was exactly the kind of thing Zuckerberg likes to hear. For one of the most prominent people in Silicon Valley, the co-founder and CEO of Meta Platforms, Inc., can be surprisingly touchy about getting recognition for being someone who actually makes technology. My comment: for sale, virtual real estate, prime locations. Here's another story, this one from MarketWatch. The headline: UK police arrest six people in plan to disrupt London Stock Exchange. Six people are in custody on Sunday as Metropolitan Police detectives investigate a plot to disrupt the London Stock Exchange, authorities said. The police said the arrests were made in Brighton, Liverpool, and London. In a statement, the Metropolitan Police in the UK said the allegations are that activists from the Palestinian Action Group were intending to target the LSE on Monday, quote, causing damage and locking on in an effort to prevent the building opening for trading, unquote. A representative from the LSE said they had no comment but noted that no trading takes place at the London Stock Exchange itself. Equity trading is fully electronic, and there hasn't been a physical trading floor since 1986. My comment. The ironic part is the last sentence. Equity trading is fully electronic, and there hasn't been a physical trading floor since 1986. Here's a story from MarketWatch. Here's the headline. Is the stock market open on Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Will the post office deliver mail? On Monday, Americans will pay tribute to the late civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day commemorates the life and legacy of King, who was born on January 15, 1929, and became a leading voice in the fight for racial justice. MLK Day, as the holiday is often called, was made a federal holiday in 1983 and was first observed in 1986. The holiday is always celebrated on the third Monday in January, which this year falls on King's actual birthday. My comment. Somewhere, the crypto bros are saying 24/7, 24/7, 365. Here's a commentary from Derek Hayworth of Born Tech. 2024, looking back / looking forward. By nearly any measure, 2023 was a momentous year for the derivatives and trading industries. While higher interest rates led to a realignment of trading strategies and stimulated what is certain to be a record year for trading volumes, other events had tremendous impacts on the industry as well. Turning the page on the calendar is always a good time to reflect on the year that just passed and to take a look ahead to see what might lie ahead in the new year. Here are three items that caught our attention last year, along with some thoughts on what they might mean for 2024 and beyond. My comment. If forward contracts are called futures, what are backward contracts? Backwards? Anyway, Derek Hayworth of Born Tech is looking back and looking forward. Here's a story from CNN. Headline, the wealth of the world's five richest men more than doubled since 2020. The five wealthiest people on Earth have become a whole lot richer in recent years. Since 2020, these billionaires' net worth has skyrocketed 114% to a total of $869 billion after taking inflation into account, according to Oxfam's annual inequality report released Sunday. If current trends continue, the world could see its first trillionaire in a decade. My comment. I'm glad it is their wealth that doubled and not the men. I could not take a second Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was a tie between the Financial Times SEC's Bitcoin ETF sign-off comes with a stark reminder of its lingering doubts, and Bloomberg's Bitcoin ETFs take Wall Street by storm with historic debut. Second was the Wall Street Journal's Grayscale faces new risk management challenge with Bitcoin ETF approval. And third was the biggest Bitcoin ETF threat that no one is talking about from CoinDesk. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the last man standing in crypto, Brian Armstrong's Coinbase, a winner from the new Bitcoin ETFs that recently started trading, faces a big legal test. Brian Armstrong has become the new face of crypto. Coinbase Global, the cryptocurrency exchange he co-founded in 2012, is one of the last big digital asset companies standing after a string of high-profile collapses and government crackdowns. Armstrong's former rivals, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried and Binance founder Changpeng Zhao, who once boasted a far greater influence and wealth, are either in jail or facing time behind bars. Armstrong has continued expanding Coinbase despite the industry slowdown and a long string of unprofitable quarters. As chief executive, he has pushed the company into overseas markets, launched new products, and forged business ties with Wall Street asset managers to try to become less reliant on crypto trading revenue. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline: fund managers urge European regulators to mirror U.S. move to T+1. IFAMA says there is a compelling case to reduce current two-day settlement time, given that U.S. does so in May. Asset managers have warned of a major and serious risk to European capital markets if regulators do not copy the U.S. and cut settlement cycles to one day. Europe's market watchdog is considering whether to shorten EU settlement cycles following a move in the U.S. to cut the current two-day settlement time for U.S. equities and corporate bonds, a process known in the industry as T+2. And then finally, here's a story from The Telegraph. The headline: how Brexit became prime suspect in the death of the stock market. Clues point to Britain's 2016 vote as city suffers brutal losing streak. Just before 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning, around a dozen top bankers trudged into No. 11 Downing Street to solve a pressing problem. The London stock market, a beacon of Britain's standing in the world, is rapidly losing its status as a global center for raising new capital. Companies that once jetted into Heathrow to tap London's vast pool of money are slowly fleeing to the U.S. or into the arms of private equity buyers. Even those who are already listed here are starting to flee. We're grateful for your attentive viewership and listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider spreading the word about our podcast among your friends. Moreover, if you haven't done so already, we would greatly appreciate if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.